another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
TwinCitiesTank.com,
FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome to the show. Hi, Brent. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Hi.
How was your week off from the show?
It's fine. We did take a week off. That's right.
We took a week off. You had your birthday. Did you go and see Slash
wanted to? I didn't see Slash, but I did get drunk.
Oh, good.
So that made up for it. I was going to go see Slash, and then my brother surprised me by coming into town. So I said, hey, Slash, I'm hanging out with brother for a night.
Yeah. Well, you got.
I didn't talk about
it,
but I think that Slash understood.
Yeah. Well, you're 30 now. Slash has other things to do.
Things are different for me.
They are.
I'm 30.
On the program today, we have a fellow podcast, CNS Radio.
Yay!
We've got Alex Stein.
Hello.
We've got Justin Colucci.
Hi.
And Andy Erickson, who you've heard on here before. How are you guys today?
We're doing good.
Good. What have you guys been up to this afternoon?
We're glad to be on your podcast, first of all.
That doesn't answer my question.
I just want to say happy birthday to Brent. I'm sorry I couldn't be there.
That was the worst day of my life, easily.
Did you have a hangover afterwards?
It's like asking me if I ate food today. Yes, of course I did.
Is it Tuesday?
Yes.
Did I take a shit today?
Well, I took a shit before you guys got here. I was working on some sweet jams.
Yeah, I heard you in the bathroom when I went down there.
I was hammering some stuff out.
You were hammering some stuff out.
Anyway,
it was very lovely.
Let's cut the shit. All right. Justin is not Jude. Explain to me why Justin's not.
Did you listen to the episode where we explain the mystery of Jude?
Can I just say yes?
I think we can get through this awkward moment together.
It was the first one of Justin.
Yeah. I listened to that one, but refresh
Justin,
our memories.
Can you?
Was this a situation where Justin was so good that you had to get rid of Jude?
Yeah, well, we didn't have to get rid of him. He got a part in a movie.
Oh yeah. What? He got a part in that movie.
All right, start from.
Oh, was it a musical?
Yeah,
it was the musical of the movie.
It was a musical of the movie.
Aladdin.
Oh, yeah, Aladdin, yes,
And he obviously was going for Aladdin.
Sure.
I thought he was going to be Jasmine. What the fuck is going on right now?
He's on the road right now, singing.
That's for real.
That's our true story?
Yeah, and at the same time, we found out that he was Middle Eastern.
We didn't know.
So that's another reason to get rid of him. He made that choice himself by being born.
Right.
Okay, well, that solves all of our problems. So he likes Aladdin, and he's a dirty heeb. Okay, never mind.
He's a good dad. And he's a good dancer. That's
what?
Yeah, he is a good dancer.
I feel like I don't know him at all anymore. I mean, I didn't know him at all. Really.
Not the best skater in the world.
Okay, so when we did your podcast last year, it was you, Alex, and Jude. And now Jude's wearing genie pants on the road, and Justin's here.
Yes.
Explain the genesis of Justin on the show.
Well, Justin and I go back to our days in high school.
I'd say we go way back.
Whoa. It's pretty far. We both attended the big.
Did you guys just admit that you fucked on this show?
We haven't admitted that yet.
Is that what that expression means? That I've weird, been using it wrong.
That weird eye contact and then like that nod that you guys gave. A secret peck. And you guys did that pound and then lock it thing.
That's actually the closest we've ever been.
Oh, God. It was
you guys were here for it.
It was good.
Yeah.
All right. I digress.
Right. CNS Radio is also the first guest that we've had to come and see how sad my life is in my parents' house.
I like this place.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a parents' house.
I would be more depressed about it if we didn't break it in by writing Die Retard songs last week in it. But your parents' house has officially been the... what's that called when you shit in someone's mouth? I don't think there's a word for it. We shit in your parents' house's mouth last week, and now I don't feel so bad about peeing all over its face.
We popped the mouth cherry with poop.
Yes, with poop.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of flowery things over here. You can see there's a china set, a decorative china set on the wall.
Sounds foreign. I'm not looking.
I think somewhere there's a crucifix on the above the jukebox.
I bet this is a very comfortable place to take a poop.
Oh, it is.
Are the
it really is.
The bathroom walls like decorated with old pictures.
Yeah, and
old
they're brown too, so they kind of get you in that pooping mood. Yeah. It's very calming.
I get it. You know how it is.
You know how it is in the business.
Do you do that thing that I do whenever you go into someone's house? You scout out like right where the bathroom is, just in case you perchance shit yourself.
I will now.
It got weird, didn't it? Okay.
Can't say I ever have.
So Justin, Alex, we got Andy's here. Andy.
What's up?
Andy, you've been doing a lot of stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it.
Getting pretty funny.
So. Are you, you're getting funny? Do you feel like you've gotten funnier or less funny since your back brace came off? Wait, what? Taking it back.
Funnier. Less I think.
Yeah. I saw you MC the corner bar, the comedy corner thing.
And it was
on Friday. Oh, God, I wet myself. It was...
Thank you.
Yeah, you do a show every Friday. This is every Friday, right? This is an open mic on Fridays at the Corner Bar on Washington by the Seven Corners there. Mm-hmm. And you MC it. Did you set up that whole thing?
No, the room's been around for like 6 years. It's a comic run room, though, so there's like five or six of us who take turns hosting it, and we promote it. I'm the graphic designer, actually.
Oh.
So I do
that. I didn't even know you did that.
Yeah.
Graphic design. So so you don't do it every week.
It's
show up Friday, which I'm not because I'm going to see Greg Fitzsimmons at Acme.
Oh, you'll see me there?
But oh, really? Are you the MC or the middle?
Yeah, I'm the MC and Chell Bjorgen's featuring.
Oh, sure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you had him on the show?
We haven't. We've tried to get him on here, but...
Yeah, he's super cool. You could probably get
him. Yeah, he's obviously too cool for us. Mm-hmm. But,
He has a nice belly.
Now he's definitely coming on. No, I like Joe. I saw him at a bar one time, and I gaily exchanged numbers with him. And then I also gaily pussed out on calling him.
I think
And then I gaily Facebooked him, and then he... Totally heterally did not Facebook me back.
So yeah, guy blew he's it with also him. Changed his number since then.
That would be one. Yeah. Well,
he went on Twin Cities Tank. He's like, oh man, I changed my number.
Well, I've messaged him recently and he didn't get back to me.
It's all right.
Chubbs, 2010. Chubbs the blind dog is also here.
The apocalypse. He'll have been on this show.
That is a really cute dog.
Oh, yeah. She's blind.
She looks like she's staring at you, but she's actually just thinking about shit.
She's staring at where her brain used to be.
She's thinking about bees and stuff that she'd like to be chasing. Well, tell us
remember
people,
what bees look like.
People that haven't heard the show, tell us about how it started and what the point of it is and who the fuck would listen to this garbage. And
I should probably just begin with the name CNS.
Sure.
Central Nervous System Radio is what it's called. And Central Nervous System originated out of like the minds of Justin Clucci and a few other friends from Big Lake, Dustin Towler and Ricky Noren and myself were in a little four group music.
No.
Mainly videos that Justin wrote. And it was
a
lot of fun.
Short video films. YouTube. Mostly for YouTube. Started making them before YouTube.
So
you invented YouTube. Is that what you're saying? Are you the Al Gore of YouTube?
In a way where I didn't invent it and I'm claiming I did, yes.
Awesome. Okay, you'll get no credit or monetary compensation for it. People will make fun of you for saying that, but as long as you think it,
right? Yeah,
that's
you're not
going to
run for office.
I might.
I think you have a beautiful. I think you have a beautiful theory.
Well, that's kind of how we started with like just making things and being comedic or funny, trying to be. And then after a while, I found out that you can make podcasts because I started listening to Comedy Death Ray and WTF with Mark Maron and all that stuff.
Obviously, you listen to Comedy Death Ray because you pretty much stole their name.
Yeah.
CDR Radio, CNS
Well,
Radio.
I'm saying we came up with the name way before podcasting, but it didn't hurt that it was kind of similar. I mean,
well, yeah, but I mean, you added the radio and it makes it sound exactly like it.
It's a radio format.
But it's not. It's a podcast.
If we want to fight on this, we're going to break up on this podcast.
Do you want me to call Jude?
We should call Jude.
He's halfway through.
Oh my God, that's
some
a great
fucking
idea.
Robin Williams impression. Or... Who?
He's not the genie.
Yeah, he's
Aladdin.
Sorry.
Who was the guy from Full
House? He was DJ's boyfriend.
Yeah,
he played the guitar for Uncle Jesse.
Tell you what.
I know you get enough.
His name was Steve on the show. Do you want me to jump in the conversation?
No, I know that you know more about Full House than anybody in here because your girlfriend's obsessed with it.
She is. Yeah. I bought her a $110 digital babysitter two Christmases ago. No, she's 20. She's 27.
Really?
What's up?
Yeah.
We've gotten off track. CNS Radio.
Yeah.
Reel us in.
That's a boring story.
But I want to hear the part where you guys break up.
Boring.
We're almost right there.
Should we start a story where we break up?
Can you?
With Justin?
I don't care.
Or with Jude.
Somebody break something up. This is ridiculous.
Let's break some of your parents' furniture here.
Break it up.
Right. Plus some of these vases.
That's how Chubb went blind, actually. Was blasting out vases.
It's actually, my mom made her blind because she broke something.
Oh, my
she
God.
She dug her eyes out with one of those orange peelers.
This is real.
But no, that's not real. It might be.
But
who knows what the hell my mom does behind closed doors with the dog.
I feel like your mom, like, you know, on It's Always Sunny, how Charlie has his bad room where he goes to break bottles?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like when everybody leaves here, I feel like Chubbs is your mom's bad room.
Right. Well, she has a little room in the laundry room for Chubbs.
She goes, so she probably just goes in there. Like on A Bronx Tale, she locks the door and goes, "Now you just can't leave," and then beats the shit out of Chubbs.
I think it's cute that Chubbs still closes his eyes.
Yeah. Like, why bother?
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, really. At that point, it's just a habit.
It's really
cute. Like when you see an Asian person eating like Asian food and you're like, aren't you sick of it yet? Like, like really? Like, that can't be
they
good still.
They don't even have to close their eyes because they're already like.
I was just making a cultural observation and you went really wicked racist with it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you guys are going to break up Andy Hates the Gooks, and what do you got, Pete?
I am doing a Nightmare musical. It's featuring me and you, and it's all about my nightmares that I have where the ants come, and there's a big ghost.
And they're all carrying a giant, like, just keg of beer towards you, and when you're about to put it in.
Right, and there's there's a pterodactyl there's a pterodactyl that brings in a keg of beer and then starts a dinosaur party, and, obviously me and you think we're invited, but we're not.
Here's the thing. I have an open invite to every party ever, just based solely on my hair and my beard.
Well, right, but try to crash a dinosaur party and see what happens.
I know better than that.
Nightmare, the musical.
Did you guys ever see that movie Shallow Hell? This is totally off.
Of course.
It was hilarious.
George had a tail.
Yeah, he had a tail and a really stupid hairdo. But I was honestly watching that this evening, earlier tonight.
Is that dump you were taking?
No, but I feel like the dump was being taken onto my face. But
what's that called again?
Is that...
A blithering windstorm.
Did I already forget what that was?
You never remembered what it was the first time.
Okay, if the longer I go in my life without knowing what it's called, people poop in my mouth, the better off I'll be. But that movie implies, because there's like these chicks that are like just like hell beasts, but they're hot because he like sees their insides, so they're pretty, right? Like that movie kind of implies that. Like, all ugly people are really nice people, which is so fucking wrong.
Dumb
so, like,
shit, yeah.
But, like, so he's dancing with these girls, and one of them has, like, a shitty nose, and one of them's, like, I don't know what her problem is. And then one of them's, like, just a land monster. Like, the problem that movie does is it puts this, like, earworm in your brain that all fat people are nice, which is totally fucking wrong.
No.
Because, like, the thing is there's some hot chicks that are bitches, and there's some... like fat girls that are really nice, but most nice people are just like kind of right in the middle. But like most really ugly people are really shitty people. And like most really hot people are really nice.
Well, if you're really ugly and there's a point of no return,
right? Exactly.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Fat people fuck the world because they hate me.
Right. They come with so much baggage of like just so much like fat hate that when like
hate.
If somebody was like
that's
somebody was
a good
like
band
do you
name
do you,
fat hate.
Ooh, write that down. If somebody
that's
was like
the
do
name
you
of my
dance?
Nightmare musical.
Like, do you want to dance? Instead of being like, oh my gosh, yes, of course I do. You'd be like, fuck you. You want to know why? Because you're a cunt. And like, fat girls have so much animosity. And it's just, the movie, here's the thing. Hollywood made a flawed movie is what I'm getting at.
Really?
Yeah. Where does that sit in your brain?
Well, don't you think, I mean, there's so many parts of your personality. What if they're like shitty to other people,
right.
But they're kind to animals or plants?
Or food.
Maybe they would look.
Then you have to watch Deuce Bigelow.
They should make Shallow Hal, but from the eyes of.
Of plants?
Rob Schneider.
This is fucked up.
Plants.
Different movie.
Yeah, well. They should make Shallow Hal, but instead of that, have it be Apocalypse Now. No, but like from the eyes of like the people who like are supposedly really good ugly people, and then it like shows them, they're like, oh, I'm having a great day, and they go home and just like beat the fuck out of their kids or something, and when they're doing that, they're super hot. You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. So they morph depending on,
turn into shitheads.
Yeah, because so you know, not everybody's cool all the time.
Yeah, so
like maybe they just their looks change based on what mood they're in.
Exactly.
They have,
so
like the mood skin.
The brother of the kid who was getting beat, it would be like, dude, our super hot mom is kicking the shit out of you. But like then she would go to the dance club and they'd be like, wow. Or wait, I have that backwards.
Why would she be super hot if she was beating the shit out of
No. Replace like, hot with fat. I fucked up. This is now it's gotten off the rails.
And then the kids would see their mom coming up like, oh God, mom is fat.
Yeah.
Fucking run to the closet.
I think it would be better if it just let all like really attractive people off the hook. Like the people were hot when they were awesome and they were just like off, like the fat people, like they were assholes, were just like just fat the whole time.
Yeah.
Like you'd be like, oh, Gwyneth Paltrow, you're so hot. She must be really nice. Then she's like, fuck you. Like, do you have a quarter? No, fuck you. I'm fat as shit. Of course I'm not nice.
You'd think they would have made that joke in that movie like once, though.
Well, yeah.
Where sure like it showed a fat guy, then it was still a fat guy. You know?
There's a director's cut somewhere where it shows like.
Yeah, where you go. Yeah. You are exactly how attractive your personality is.
Well, you know what? Like when you don't like, look any at the different. Airport, you see like a 280-pound lady in Zubas like screaming at her kids, and you're like, "Wow, she is a shitty, ugly shithead." But like then, like that movie would imply that she would be like very pretty. It's like, just because I'm fat on the outside means I'm beautiful on the inside. No, it probably means you're even worse on the inside because you're filled with what was that? Was it fat hate?
Yes, fat hate.
Plus,
it's a problem.
When the fuck did Tony Robbins get magical powers to possess people?
How is he so big, though?
Didn't he?
Yeah. I can change your universe.
So, Tony Robbins is the Deepak Chopra of America. Sure. Deepak Chopra?
Deepak Chopra?
What?
Tupac Shakur?
Tupac Shakur.
I know him. Oh, put it back to music. You want to play a song?
Let's chop this up with a little music here.
Oh my God.
All right, everybody, shut up. This is called I Don't Believe in Ghosts by New Labor. Yeah. New Labor. They that song's off their new 7-inch. Go to thenewlabor.com. Right, Brent?
New Labor.
Shut up.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah. So where were we with the CNS stuff?
You guys were breaking up.
You guys were breaking up.
Somebody's going
to
break
you have
up.
A...
We decided to not break up.
Oh, well, that's good.
Differences.
Here goes this episode.
Yeah, let's get some drama
we
going.
We promised
here.
You guys would break up tonight.
Well, he never does the dishes. Hello.
Mm-hmm. I always do the dishes.
You told me outside that you hate doing dishes because you don't like getting dirty.
I did say that. I do hate doing the dishes, but I do them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I fucking do them all the time. Are you kidding me? I've almost run the dishwasher every single day.
Wait, all, you have a dishwasher? Sexual code.
That's not a lie.
No, I've done the dishes the last two times.
It's a dishwasher,
I loaded it today.
I loaded it yesterday.
Okay.
And the day before yesterday.
I loaded it yesterday. Maybe well, that we go through
lying.
A lot of fucking dishes.
Yeah.
And how you many, don't realize it.
How many people live in your house?
We have five in four rooms.
That's a lot of dishes.
Right?
It is.
It's a good thing
and
you have a dishwasher.
Them, like once every 4 days, it says that he
how
always
many every fucking other day. Dishes do you have?
We
a lot.
They use a lot of dishes because
wow.
they use the oven.
Yeah, we use the oven, so we use the same pan every time.
The
so
more,
we do a lot
yeah.
of dishes.
The more times you eat, I don't eat during the day, so I don't have dishes.
Andy's out of this, so don't bring her into this.
She doesn't eat. Have you seen her?
I eat bagels only, so I just throw it away.
Like,
I close
my
eyes when I eat because I don't even want to see what's going in. It disgusts me.
You got some Play-Doh waffles with super glue syrup?
Basically, what I eat is just it's a compound made by NASA.
Oh.
Or to pile on the most calories.
Ice cream?
At one thing.
I've had their ice cream.
Have you?
It's subpar.
Have you been to space? Have you been to space?
I have not.
Singing of
what? Say that again.
You're thinking of Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots? That is the ice cream of the future. You know what I don't like about Dippin' Dots, by the way?
Everything.
It's a fucking ripoff. They figured out a way to market this ice cream where it's all spheres. So there's like air in between every single one of those little dots.
Oh, good point.
Are you complaining about the spatial relationship between Dippin' Dots and
well,
the
Well, yes, because you're getting way less ice cream. You're getting ripped off.
Why don't you just get ice cream?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So fuck Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots are more expensive, too.
Yeah, I know. It's like $5 for a little dish of...
But they're colder, right?
Yeah, they have to keep them that cold so they keep their spherical shape.
Have you ever had ice cream? I was like, God.
I had a Dippin' Dots once at a graduation.
It was colder.
Like, and it hurt my tongue because it was too cold.
Yeah.
That's a popsicle.
So, again, fuck Dippin' Dots, right?
I don't like Dippin' Dots.
No.
There's no advantage to ordering Dippin' Dots.
Against.
I think we're all against Dippin' Dots here.
Let's take
stamp
a stance.
It.
Andy likes them, I guess.
I like the way they melt. Into a big clump, you know? So there's like totally like, you can't even tell.
Oh, so it becomes ice cream?
Yeah, I love
it. You like ice cream?
That's what I like.
It turns into ice cream.
I
like when it melts and becomes regular
when I do something really athletic, what I really like after like a long day of running and stuff is I like when you...
You
like,
don't
when
do
you
anything
take,
athletic.
That was a bad example. But when you take ice and like heat it up.
Oh, yeah.
Like melt it down into liquid form. That's the stuff that I really like. So I'll buy like a big bag of ice. And just wait.
Sometimes I bring ice into the sauna, and that feels really good.
I'll bet.
Because, you know, when you put ice onto some rocks.
Ooh, a sauna. Fancy.
Don't get me started on saunas. You don't know anything. It's awesome.
Do your parents have a sauna here? Or a hot tub downstairs?
No, they have everything else. They have a hot tub in their master bathroom.
Oh, my God, they do.
Yes. That's a whirlpool thing. I've never used it. I'm not allowed in there.
Because it's a whirlpool thing.
Like, ugh, you're going to get your pubes in the filter. No, thank you. We shave. Anyways, my parents.
Oh, right.
They shave their pubes off.
Do you guys talk openly about your pubic hair?
I don't know, maybe.
Pete's 30. That's my response for everything.
Do you just not?
Anything he does, if they like find like the skins of young children in his closet, I'm going to be like, he's 30 now.
Right.
He murders kids now. He's grown up.
All grown up.
Hi.
Well, it's hard to fit into like a baby skin, so you have to kill a lot of babies in order to make a suit. Like,
why don't you just kill a full-grown person?
Well, because babies annoy me more.
Their skin isn't as tender.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, like yeah, that. Yeah, babies are cleaner. They don't have any of that, those toxins in your skin, like they say. They say that when you have a baby, a newborn baby, they're supposed to put your pee on their face.
Mm-hmm.
Or their pee on your face because it's cleansing. Because it's
I like the first one better.
You dump
Wait, you're a chemist, right? So no. I trust you. No, you're not a chemist?
No, I work in a diabetes lab.
Oh, never mind.
Can you put their diabetes on your face?
These are just things I've heard. They're probably not true.
Is this white pee we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no. So you come on your baby's face.
You throw.
It. Oh, come.
So that's also known as white pee. Yes.
Right. You're in the big city now. We're in Brooklyn Center now.
This is Brooklyn Park.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
There's a big difference. You said Brooklyn Center.
Doesn't matter.
Ghetto. Ghetto.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is kind of ghetto-y. But your parents' house is nice.
No, this is North Brooklyn Park, where all the people escaped from.
Andy used to have a back brace.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was nice.
So, CNS Radio. Yeah.
Never tell Brent anything.
Yeah, because I don't have much room for anything else to remember, but back brace gets a pass. Oh, God, yes. So CNS Radio, you had who have you had
Brooks Robinson on recently, who's also a friend of our show.
Yeah, he said
I don't
really
know if
good,
I call him a friend.
He said good things.
he said good things about us.
Yes.
No. Well, just yeah.
He seems like
good things about life.
He seemed like
positive.
Less of an.
Yeah, he's a really positive guy.
He seemed like less of an asshole on your podcast than he is when he comes on here. He just wants.
He must have liked you guys then.
He wants to tear shit up when he gets on here.
Was he with Gabe?
Gabe.
Gabe Noah?
I don't know Gabe.
When they get together, things get crazy.
Oh, my God. He was with Maria.
Marie.
Marie. That's what I meant.
We'll cut that out. Yeah, he's quite a fire plug, isn't he? Anyway, but you guys had who am I thinking of? You're like the second or third guest. Who was
Tom Rhodes?
Tom Rhodes was on there.
Yeah,
that was our first trip to Acme in the green room with Jude. And that was really awkward, but that was a lot of fun.
Wait,
Tom Rhodes was a great guy.
Jude you out of what? You got Jude at Acme?
Yeah, that was when he was on the show.
Oh, sorry.
And he was emceeing.
Okay.
No, yeah. Andy was emceeing. And you were in the room.
Jude was emceeing.
I thought Jude was emceeing.
He's not.
Not that week.
He was practicing for a lap.
Oh, yeah, he was skating.
Wait, Jude does stand-up?
He did.
He stands up, wears an Aladdin costume.
Thinking about it, yeah, he might.
He just did a 3-minute impression of Aladdin 4 times.
Oh, okay.
In a row, yeah.
No, 4 different nights.
With Gilbert Gottfried.
In a row, though, yeah.
15 minutes, so he just...
You guys had Maria Bamford on, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That must have been pretty
sweet. What
are
you going to go out through? Down our whole fucking IMDb page?
We were waiting to hang out with
her. That's right.
And she was talking to you guys.
With us, you meant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were waiting to hang out with
right.
you. Right.
Yeah. She'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah.
She'll have people to hang out with. You guys might.
So you were the guys that she was hanging out with afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
To
yeah.
go get a drink? That's what she said at the end of the interview.
We had a writing session at the Loop with her.
She was really positive.
Wait, you? Yeah, she was great.
She was really positive.
No, she was like one thing that we're learning doing this is that when you get a comedian on, like they're probably very used to commanding a room, and so when they come on to the podcast, they're just like a very commanding force, and you ask them a question, and they just say whatever they feel like, whether it answers your question or not. But when she was on. It was very pleasant. I mean, not to say that the other ones weren't pleasant.
She might have been medicated. No. That's the only reason. What?
When we interviewed Tom Rhodes, he was like all leaning over the laptop because that's what we used to have. But leaning and just like answering every question super like, I don't know, very articulately. And
sure.
Being like, he's like, I've done this so many times. Like, this is...
He's like, you guys, this is nothing for me. This is like fucking,
who are you nobody's?
This is like batting cages for me, baby.
The first thing he said to me was like, you're just going to use your laptop to record this? You're not going to use a microphone?
Where's the gap?
Okay. Sound and then crew. We started.
Right.
It was like, thanks. Who was your first big guest? Like
Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah, that's,
whoa.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, nice. And he was... He didn't really like Minneapolis.
I listened to that study. One for a while, and yeah. he was like, "Damn, he's gotta be an addiction."
Yeah.
Really?
No, I wish I could have that back. There was two things that really affected that interview. One was that he's like fucking 6'5" and like 300 pounds, so he's really in person. He's really intimidating. And two, we were both just so fucking hungover.
That's true.
That it was like we were just kind of not.
Well, that feeling. And it was our first interview with anybody that was big, and so we were just
literally big. Like he was fucking huge.
Right? Yeah, and I admit I was a little intimidated.
On Shallow Hal, he'd be way bigger.
Yeah, right. Yeah. On Shallow Hal, he would be like the nicest man ever. He would be like
the best personality.
He would have like a six pack and just be ripped and
yeah. Except for the fact that he doesn't have any of that, and he hates white people.
Yeah.
So we have that in common.
Does he?
Oh, he hates them.
Yeah.
You haven't met him before, have you?
He hates you. No, I've never met him.
No, when
why wouldn't
after,
he?
You're too white.
After he did the interview, he wanted us to send him the link, and so I sent him the link, and then he asked, like, oh, yeah, how did you guys think? And I basically said, well, you just came to Minneapolis. Talk shit about our city and white people to two white guys from Minneapolis. So I'd say it went pretty well. And, you know, that's what he does. But,
sometimes an interview goes off the rails and you just can't save it. Like, it would be like, I had some questions jotted down, and it would be like, so, how do you feel about, I would mention bits like that Louis C.K. or Chris Rock did about dropping N-bombs, and it'd be like, do you feel like if the context is funny, then the backlash from dropping, hateful words can actually be erased by the humor? And that would like have these like really intellectual questions. He'd be like, yeah, I don't know. Did you guys, he would just like completely dodge what I was saying.
Jesus.
He'd be like, do you guys notice there's a fucking Denny's around here? Denny's. They still got Denny's, motherfucker. I'd be like, oh,
what?
Right. Why did I went into a bit about Denny's? No.
That didn't actually happen.
That's a good question.
But it was just like everything, it was like whatever I'd say, the opposite was answered. Like, what's 4 + 4? Water. I'm like, all right. Sure.
So
I wish I had that day back. It would have been a lot funner.
Yeah,
which isn't a
little education for those of you who want to interview.
Yeah, if you want to really get your podcast off the ground, hire a 6'5" black man that hates you and your city to talk about how much he hates you and your city for 2 hours.
Nice.
We went with an old chain smoking white guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was fun. Tom Rhodes.
Tom Rhodes is awesome.
Yeah,
I love Tom Rhodes.
He's not old, but yeah. He was a good
old
guy.
Enough. Jeez. Whew. I'm 30.
30
is
old.
I know what old is.
Yeah. Is he really only in his 30s that you called him
an
old man?
Gotta be.
He's an old.
He's not going to like
he's
that.
He's 40-something. Oh, it was so sweet. Yeah, that was fun.
So, yeah, talk more about that. Like, what?
How did
that all go?
With the Tom Rhodes?
Yeah.
That went great. I had a list of about 8 questions, and I asked him, and he gave me like 2 to 3 minute responses, and it was good.
It's always good when your guests talk, and
yeah,
I'm not.
You just kept going.
Yeah,
it's always good, Justin, when your guests talk.
Sorry, I'll talk more. I'm pretty high.
Are you?
Yeah.
What kind of weed do you get?
The $30
Albuquerque freak out.
Did you get
tuna fish slammer?
The tuna fish slammer.
Actually, I was told it was called Woody Harrelson for some reason.
It was invented by Woody Harrelson.
Which just means it'll cost $5 more.
Right. Yeah. Fucking A. Let's go to a song here. This is an older one. I got it off a compilation called No Hold Back, I'll Attack.
Oh, my God. We're going deep into the well on this one.
Yeah. Local band, Big Fucking Skull. And this is Tin Skull Soldier.
I made it.
Big fucking skull. I don't think they're a band anymore,
skull,
are they?
Jesus.
They can't be.
Any band from 10 years ago can't still be a band. That would be ridiculous.
No. No.
Okay, Mr. Brent.
Hi.
Do you want to do some week late news?
Week late news.
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
Good thing that I have all get this it, news in front of me.
Get it going. Yeah, you just happened to throw some news in front of yourself.
Well, you know,
why don't you just read it?
I'm a huge fan of the cultural landscape of America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you guys watch that? What show is Gordon Ramsay on? Anybody know?
Chef? Is that he's a cook. Captain Chef?
Captain Chef Cook.
Yes.
Gordon Ramsay from Captain Chef Cook. Apparently another person that was on his show killed themselves.
Wait, somebody else did?
Yeah.
Who's the first person?
Let me get to there.
Okay.
This guy whose name is Joe Cerniglia. Do you know him, Mr. Colucci?
Joe.
I thought all you fucking mafia guys knew each other. He owns... What?
You're not.
Yeah, she's lying.
This is the worst lie ever. Okay. He owns some restaurant called something or other, Campania. He jumped off the George Washington Bridge on Friday. And everyone assumes that it's because he got kicked off of Kitchen Nightmares. Holy Cookface or whatever we decided it was
called. Holy Cookface.
Which he's the second person to kill himself. This other chick named Rachel Brown blew her head off in 2007.
Oh, my God.
She was on Hell's Kitchen.
Jesus Christ.
Hell's Kitchen. That's the name of his show.
Yeah, but I don't know. This could be a good thing.
Why is that a good thing?
Because the more reality show contestants that murder themselves...
Sure.
That's reality shows they'll be.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they will make one about, like, you know, like...
Don't kill yourself.
Or the opposite of that. Like, you know, like, you getting voted off the island, like, the next person to kill themselves. Like, the last person to kill themselves.
Right. That was what I was going to say.
That's good.
Have a reality show where, yeah, the person to live the longest without killing themselves.
Yeah. Remember how,
Wyoming?
Wait a minute.
I'm surprised.
Or Nebraska.
I was born there.
You were born in Nebraska?
Born in Nebraska.
I got a speeding ticket in Nebraska once because I was driving really fast through it because it was so goddamn boring. There wasn't even corn to look at.
Are you saying corn or porn?
Corn.
The shittiest part of Nebraska.
I don't think the corn would have been that entertaining.
No, it wouldn't have, passed anyway. The time any halfway, faster.
If you get halfway through Nebraska, all you want, you're just like, just give me a tree or some corn
Pete,
or a hill or something to look at.
Pete, wake up, man. Are you bored? Oh, this is just so annoying. Wake up. There's some corn coming up. I'm going to get us out of this.
I would welcome that.
I got the secret.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, no, but wouldn't that be, like, you know, like the some of those... well, I was going to say the Taliban, but close enough. Like some of those terrorist organizations, they find people who are suicidal anyway
to
get them to blow shit up. What are you doing?
I'm making adjustments. I've been doing it the whole show.
All right. Like that would be an odd. Like people, you just find people that definitely like aren't suicidal, but like that are all the way like for sure going to kill themselves, and then you just. Like put them on a reality show, and you're like, you know, you find out something that's going to keep them alive for.
You
long
put them
enough.
On an island with like a gun and a noose and a Kevorkian machine.
Yeah. You just give them tons of instruments to kill themselves, and the last one to resist the temptation gets to kill themselves. I don't know how you reward them for that.
You give them antidepressants.
What else?
So was that like the first time somebody like. Lost a reality show and killed themselves? I feel like that would have happened before.
I don't know. Remember that Jenny Jones guy that killed that gay guy? That's close enough, right?
Wait, Jenny Jones guy?
There was
the guy that used to have a talk show?
Jenny Jones had a talk show in
But like, I mean like a contestant based.
Well, it was a contestant. There was two guys on there when there was like a revealing your crush show, you know? And this chick would be like, I have a crush on the guy at the donut shop. And then like they pulled some guy out and he was like, hey, all right, some chick's got a crush on me. And it was like a dude. And he lost his mind and murdered the guy. So I guess that's as close as it's been.
But and he murdered?
He followed the gay guy home and murdered him.
Oh, it was a gay guy. Oh,
yeah.
He was gay.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have a crush on a man. If you're a man.
And then you bring him on a show?
So then donut guy
killed him.
Yeah, I know, but he brought the donut shop guy on the show?
I kind of feel like...
What are you remembering?
I kind of feel like he just wanted to murder somebody, and they just got a gay guy for him to hunt and kill.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah.
That's not reality. That's staged.
But it was, you know all of his friends were like, hey, you fucked Tom yet? And he's like... He's gay. Like, he's gay. I'm not gay. He has a crush on me. I'm not. And then he was like, fuck it. I'm going to murder him. I don't know. Look it up. Jenny Jones.
Stuff a donut down his throat.
But this
he
is
probably wasn't actually a donut
This
guy.
Is awesome, though. Hold on.
Okay. Is this another story? Or is it the same story?
No, it's the same thing. But okay. The Gordon Ramsay guy.
Yeah.
Told this guy, your business is about to fucking swim down the Hudson. And the dude's body was pulled from the Hudson.
Oh, my God.
What?
So,
maybe he did that himself to sort of be poetic. And
but
be like,
try and...
Fuck you, Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, my gosh.
You know Gordon Ramsay's like, whoa. I didn't mean that Hudson River. I meant Kate Hudson, that moat around her house. I got nothing. So, yeah, don't go on that show because you'll kill yourself.
Apparently. What does he do to people?
He just fucks them over emotionally.
Oh,
I still
like
want
to
go
we're doing
jokes.
To you guys.
The premise of that show is that people cook, and then he comes in and screams at them.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a chef?
Oh, right, that one.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a chef in your face?
Yeah.
Like, no, they're usually very nice to me because I'm in the restaurant.
You ever had a chef in your crotch?
You're that guy that goes, "Let me speak to the chef," and he comes out.
God damn, that was exquisite.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job on the grilled cheese. The bacon was a nice touch.
So you know everyone's sick of movie remakes?
Yes.
Like 80s movie remakes?
Mm-hmm.
That's just basically become almost satirical to even talk about it.
It makes me want to pee sand.
Ones. Do you want to know what they're doing for the 25th anniversary of Back to the Future?
I could
Video
guess.
Game?
Video game, Alex?
A new car.
I know they're making a video.
A slinky.
Game.
A slinky, Pete.
I get to sit on my couch.
No, they're just going to show Back to the Future in theaters again.
Oh,
which
I
is
was
how
close.
It totally should be.
Yes.
Like if
they're really, going to do anything.
That would be awesome.
If you really like, well, then they're going to like digitally remaster and stuff. But
are they putting
like
it in 3D?
Probably
3D.
They should just put the 3D shark part in the second one.
Yes.
In 3D. Put on your glasses.
Yeah. For the whole
there's
movie.
Like a red light that pops up next to the screen. Says, put on your glasses now. Shark still looks fake.
But I think it's awesome that instead of like putting Richard Grieco or something in a remake, they just... So like, hey, people love this movie. Let's not fucking blow it and just show it to them again.
You know,
and it's a comedy.
Of all the remakes, I kind of wish they would make another one of that one, just because I like them so much. Like,
yeah,
there's very few movies where you're just like, there's time travel and they're having an awesome time.
It's in a time travel comedy.
Aside from
Ted's.
Right? I mean, yeah, you know, that's another one. But a lot of times,
a lot of fun on Lost.
Look, I love time travel movies. And I always get pissed when there's just too much not fun going on.
What do you think of...
like The Time Machine? That
what was the
fun.
One with Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale?
Hugh Jackman, I don't know.
Army of Darkness was time travel.
Jesus,
that's true. That was
fun. That was funny.
That was,
oh my gosh.
No, I didn't
monkeys.
Say funny. Fun. So oh, I haven't good. Seen 12 Monkeys.
You should see it. It's really
I should. Is there time travel in it?
Yeah.
Bogus Journey? Fuck. Oh.
Was there time? Yeah, there was time travel in there.
Peter Panty traveled to a whole new dimension, kind of.
That was.
Did you just say Peter Panties?
No.
Can you?
Nope.
I think that was a magical island that made everyone immortal. I don't think it was another dimension.
Well, changing my name.
Nor was it.
Definitely a different dimension.
Nor was it time related.
There was a star involved.
Max Weinberg is not going to be on the Conan show.
I heard
what?
That.
What?
Yeah.
What's he doing instead?
He said that he wants to play with Bruce Springsteen and do some other... he's like heading some big band thing,
mm-hmm.
which is fucked up. So Jimmy Vivino's going to take it from here.
That's cool.
Go figure.
Yeah, it's cool, but...
Yeah, I just can't imagine, as a musician who tries to get gigs and stuff, I can't imagine like having a better, more secure job than...
Right.
Going on a new talk show where you're pretty much guaranteed to be replaced.
Yeah, I don't know.
Conan kind of makes him look dumb sometimes.
That's the whole thing.
True.
Yeah, but imagine every day looking dumb.
That's true.
Boring, so he's going to look dumb anyway.
But I think he has a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, plus, he does. He does.
How many years does Bruce Springsteen have left compared to Conan O'Brien?
Exactly, so he needs to get in his years soon.
I kind of feel like Bruce Springsteen's going to outlive everybody in this room, even though he's 74.
Well, God, I hope not.
Looks.
So, yeah, that's kind of depressing.
Don't worry. It's not true.
Do you have any local news? Anything in the Minneapolis area?
Hold on. No.
That I can relate to?
No. I want to
They're putting in a new Super America in Crystal.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
You guys want to have more sad news?
Who died? Yeah. Who died?
Sounds funny.
You guys know who Gloria Stewart is?
No.
She died?
You know that lady who played the old Rose in Titanic?
Oh.
Oh, she died?
You know that person that you thought died 20 years ago?
Yeah. I thought she died right after they said cut.
She finally did actually really die.
Did they film it?
And the only response you should have is, all right. I think when a 100-year-old person dies, you should go, or like the headline should just be... All right.
She was in a huge movie when she was 101.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. I really feel like this is gonna get your career on track.
Yeah,
and it did.
100
for that movie.
She got to drop jewels into the ocean.
99. I think it was 99.
I think you're right. I think it was 99.
It might have been 98. I'm guessing but I think 5. It was 99.
I think it was 99.
And it's coming out in 3D.
Is it?
For real.
So she was 91.
That actually makes sense. It was pretty good graphics in that movie.
89 when that came out?
89?
99.
It's 99.
News guy, look it up.
She would have been 89.
Oh, she was 89.
Right.
I gotcha.
No, it didn't come out in 89.
No, it did not.
So when she was up there, she got nominated for an Academy Award. It was mid-90s.
She got nominated for that? She was barely in the fucking thing.
Yeah, but she's old. They thought that was her last chance then.
Yeah.
Like, imagine what...
She's going to die tomorrow.
Just nominate her. She won't be alive at the actual presentation.
Look, we'll give her her little chance to be like, oh, I didn't win, and I wouldn't feel sorry for me, and then she'll die.
Yeah.
They probably thought it would be a matter of months.
They probably thought she wouldn't even make it to the ceremony.
I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd be around for like 11 years just being like... Is there a sequel? Did the boat sink?
Wait, didn't you say they're actually coming out with this sequel?
Titanic 2, yeah. It's actually
so stupid.
What?
True story.
What? There'll still be more story to tell beyond the boat. It's not about the boat.
It's about the boat.
It takes place in...
But it's not called The People. It's called The Titanic.
You should get more into the mic when you talk.
Did you see the movie?
That's what brought them together. The boat.
You need to see the movie.
Metaphor.
I remember the boat sank and no one cared about the people. It just ended.
God, that was a beautiful boat.
You can watch
that. Yeah, it was. That was a great boat.
Good looking boat. So yeah, she's dead.
Anyways, dumb joke. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys for being on here.
Yay.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Thanks. Thank you. We enjoyed having you. So go to cnsradio.podbean.com to listen to CNS Radio. Do you guys have an episode coming out anytime soon?
Yeah, there'll be another one coming out with me and Colucci, and our guest is the famous comedian Brian Miller.
You sounded like you weren't sure what his name is.
He's sure funny.
Yes, he sure is.
He sure is funny.
He is.
The guy holding the cue cards.
Sounds like a wacky time.
For a second.
He's fun.
Once again, it's Alex Stein, Justin Colucci, and Andy Erickson. Andy will be emceeing at Acme this week.
Are you doing the Jimmy Pardo shows too?
Yeah, who's doing Jimmy Pardo next week?
But that is the next week.
Yeah, that's when this will be coming out, so nobody will actually hear this about you.
I'll be at Acme the last week in October too.
Last week in October, doing what?
Up until Halloween.
Are you doing a Halloween comedy?
I think I'm
going
to wear costumes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Costumes?
You got any planned?
I want to do a bunch of different costumes. And then, yeah, so that's with Chell Bjorgen again headlining.
Oh, right.
He's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very funny. I've seen him.
He's really funny.
What? Why are you talking shit?
I'm not. He's really fucking
funny.
What are
you doing?
How's your guys' Twitter account?
Who, ours?
Yeah. Weren't we supposed to be at war?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot to talk about that. Yeah, there's CNS versus Tank on Twitter.
Yeah, which, that's hashtag CNS
hashtag,
versus
hashtag,
Tank.
Yeah. So,
who's winning that? I've never been on Twitter.
We are.
I think you guys are. You guys.
Yeah.
I rip on them more than they rip on me, so I think that's... I don't know.
It was pretty dirty for a while.
It was?
I didn't know how to respond to it.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time hearing of it.
You should check it out on Twitter.
I don't know.
Well, we haven't done it in about a month now, so...
Yeah.
We'll pick up the slack.
Do you guys really not like each other?
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly how it started.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well,
so cool.
Yeah.
You guys are our favorite guests. Just want to let you guys know.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I really like talking to you guys.
You guys are darling.
Thanks for being on our show today, everyone. We'll have a great night. This is
Andy.
CNS Radio signing out.
Andy, you can do the outro line if you want to, if you know it.
I don't listen.
Oh, shit.
KDWB.
It's funny, we don't listen to each other's, right? You don't listen to
I listen to yours.
Every once in a while.
No, I listen to all of your episodes. I swear to God.
All of them?
We only have, 14.
You have like 7.
There's more than 7.
Is it more than 7? I listened to your road trip one and your fucking... I listened to all of them.
I forgot to talk about the road trip. Another time I'll have to be on here, I
guess. Yeah, jeez. We know where people stand. I'm obviously listening to you guys. Anyways, Brent.
I'm lost.
So, Brent, do the...
on Twitter, Brent.
Do the job that Andy couldn't do for us.
I'm going to say...
For more information, visit us at TwinCitiesTank.com. We're also available on Facebook and Twitter at TwinCitiesTank. Help us out by rating and commenting on us on iTunes. If you're in a Minnesota band, send your professionally recorded MP3s to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com to have them played on the show. Thanks for listening. Now you're cool.